coming today, I'm another two people. One of them is Ash, and one of them is a white bird. I just put on good RFW call for RN. And what will happen when that gets to you, whenever you see them, I won't go very often. I mean, you never know. Somebody else will have a day, too. Maybe you see another one for a week. Or, I said, what you do, you just pick up the phone and say, Mr. Ash, I thought you'd be interested to know I was talking to the president this morning. And he agreed to do something. He just said, that's really good. I thought you'd like to know that that's what he said. In other words, he just said that you were chatting with me. I was talking to the president. He agreed to this. He said that. He said, that's just great. Or, that's just great. I thought you'd like to know that he said it. Now, they'll cherish that, and it saves them. Particularly members of the cabinet, I can't call them and get it, because then those that aren't called will feel
that they'll feel it, and then all the other cabinet members.
And you see, I don't see, and I don't see. And the moment I call, they'll say, "Well, now look, I've got to see it."
Yeah, I've got this problem.
I've got to see it. But you see, you can call, and they won't do it. And I'll have Erwin, you know, if it's on a domestic matter, I'll have him sometimes make a call, because then they. I know this, so I thought I just wanted to know that if you just see that mark, it'll just usually say good, or keep it up, or something like that, then you embellish it a little, and just say that.
Okay.
You give us a way that it's a good way to keep our cabinet people, keep them around.
We've gotten more calls from old friends and people and everybody that I talked to about all those things, about how proud they were first of those, as they say, the lonely, lonely decision to do the bombing. And you know, there were a number of people who were very proud. And I tell you, the number of drivers in the White House cars who were so proud of your press conference. Well, they almost all Vietnam veterans, too.
Well, the amnesty thing, was that it, or what?
The amnesty thing, and
peace with honor, don't make
peace
gang
with
right.
Honor, make it gang to right, and the things that...
Throw the press out of the wall, you know.
Yes, and what one of them said was, as a matter of fact, I don't think they ought to be allowed back in the country at all. They didn't think this country was worth fighting for.
They're going to come back, but they come back, they're going to stay in jail.
That's
right. That's my view.
It's just amazing, some of those folks are just, like, I think there's a couple of them, that one who, his grandmother was something like 35 or 80 or something, and she voted for the first time Republican, because she asked him if he would step in front of you, if someone were trying to take your life, he said, I'd be glad to give my life to save you. And she thought if he thought that much of you, she'd go out and
vote. You know, I think it was a feat, as usual, impressing some of the electors just are out of touch with them. The average person, they just don't realize that there's still some patriotism here and all that.
There's a lot of
these people, they don't trust the press.
That's right. Mr. Dorr talked to me yesterday. Do you know that he was so angry with the press and with the congressmen and senators that in his condition, he now has his eyesight, he can read again.
From New York.
And he's sitting in the office that they had made for me, the new one.
I saw
it. And he loves it, he says. It brings back a lot of memories. The sun comes in on him. But he said that he was so mad about those things that he came to the inauguration just because he's glad he made the change, that the changes got made in the treaty, because he could see some things in it where a good lawyer, which he still is, he said he had someone read that to him 8 times the first time it came out.
Send him a copy, if you would, of the Kissinger briefing on that. You know, you get a copy of that, that'll be good. And also, if you would give David a copy of that, if he'd be interested in that, tell Mr. Dorsey, might see that. I'm not going to lean his copy, but his reading of the treaty, because it answers questions.
Yes, he went through the whole, yes. Oh, he thought the treaty as now was so much improved, is what he...
Sure it is.
he just wants, you know, I think it's something that a man that age, and he said that many, you know, things happen, but he came down here just because he felt it was so important to show that those people were so bad. He's really quite a gentleman. And it's quick, I think, I don't know if you saw, I think it was Mary Moran. She called the other day and she just thinks you're doing such a wonderful job.
Mr. Crook.
Rick.
Yeah, I had read those things you said.
But she's so angry at the UN for not backing up your peace efforts. She said they sit here and here is this man all by himself, really, having to try to bring peace to the whole world. And of course, a lot of people agree with her. She says, I think we have to just disband them, get rid of them. All they do is take up money, and they didn't help our president when he needed their help. They don't do it. They don't ever come.
It's good that a lot of people are getting the view that, see, it's the reverse. You know, in December, they're all saying, why isn't even some of our friendly newspapers, like the Chicago Tribune, why the president is this hard? Explain why we're bombing. I didn't do that. The moment I explained why we were bombing, we wouldn't accomplish the result. The enemy couldn't come back to the table.
I gotta say that Jack Brown has called 2 or 3 times in this period.
Sure. He
only
was.
To say how he called about the bombing, he called the other day about the press conference he was about, and just talked a few minutes.
He said how that press conference, which was not done live, got as much play as
it
did on the evening news.
The evening news, that's where most people saw.
But what I mean is they're getting the impression of, they finally get the impression that the guy sat here in the office and he took all this heat and he didn't whimper about it. And by God, it worked out.
Yeah.
And then they sort of, they begin to feel a sense of identity and say, well, I'm just tired of them kicking him. Don't you think that's it?
I think so, because you hear more and more people think, you know, the congressmen were traitors. At a time when, frankly, if they're smart enough to be able to, don't Fulbright saying, you know, he wasn't going to, of course, Timothy's got him coming to, was he the heat center or is it Hussein that he has him coming? He thinks we had to do it, and I have to take Timothy's judgment, you know.
Oh, sure, we got it. We had to get for one, you're going to have Fulbright.
So Fulbright's coming, I think it's the Hussein.
No, we don't pull out him or Mansfield. We offered Mansfield one.
But I'm not all that.
Not all for it, but I mean, we have to do it. We've got
to do it.
I'm not going to have them every time. That's the thing I'm going to stop. Because God, it means a lot to people like Sam Devine to come to some.
And they have to spread it around. Otherwise, also, people come and they're blah, blah. And I think we should stick to that, not inviting all cabin all the time, because they become sort of boring themselves.
Absolutely right. And it's really something.
They all want to be seen and listened.
Well, if we just start getting it started, those ones who were there this time, Rogers always has to come.
Yeah.
A state is, and it's a bond. He should be there.
Oh, he should be.
But beyond that, Rose, I would just cut off, including Richardson, and then she doesn't have to come.
Doesn't have to come every time. He'll be here for, but he wasn't here the other night, was he? I think he's going to be here for Hussein. They have to come. We take 2 or 3 at a time. We've been trying to take one old one with a new one, so that the new one sort of at least knows the cabinet number too.
Well, that's a pretty good idea.
You know
something?
Oh, that's
Danny Rose. I think you may be going a little bit overboard. I don't think you are, but whoever's giving the names and having the political people that were chairman of the campaign, you know, I mean, we have a number of those. But Malik's list, all right. I put Stanton's list way ahead of Malik's list, you know what I mean?
Put more.
Good heavens, if somebody, you know, just as happened to be the chairman of our committee in Ohio.
I know. And they got all the little lists.
Well, we just can't do that. And that isn't worth it. I mean, those people are, sure, they, I don't, they contributed in work. I think these are all
the people. Well, I think an evening at the White House is better.
A contributor has to come. After all, anybody that coughs up 50 G's or 100 and something, goddamn it, he's got to come. Those other people come.
Yeah.
See?
And
Just the main, and give him one or two. But it's not his fault, because I told him to make up a list of them. I said, this just don't have the...
I think I'm gonna ask them.
At an early date, too, be sure to have Clark McGregor. You must have Clark, and I want him to feel that he's not failed now. Well, he doesn't feel it, but I mean, I just want him to be part of the drill. And we also always want to build up George Bush, you know.
Yeah, well, he couldn't come to the heat then. I called him, and he wanted to come. See, he is... Several Texans are good friends of this new queen, the new wife of Hussein.
So he's coming to that.
He's coming to that.
Right.
He would have been very glad, and was, when I asked him that. He had a speech in East Texas.
But on those lists, I don't really need to see them. I've told all of them, I said, I don't want to see them. The reason I don't want to see them is, it's like patronage. I only want to know about the very big jobs, because if I get my mind working on this stuff, I'm able to keep it away from others. You decide the damn things, but just sort of keep the balance in there. Now, I think we did, frankly, if anything, we probably did just as many blacks as we needed to do this last term. just got to pick and choose that. In politics, you've got to have something to turn against you. Can't you amount to anything? You see, that other thing, a lot of people, they didn't even have a consensus. I want to talk to Ray about this, and I'm trying to get him around. With Ray, because he currently holds it about the press, he thinks that now that'll change your values, and now that'll. He said, I said, why are they? Their beliefs are so strong. And he said, no, it's a peer group thing. They just don't want to be on the outside. I said, all right, fine. We'll try to say, but I said, Ray, you look back over our 4 years. When have we ever had the press at all tolerant? Only on two cases, China and Russia. And there it was because they shared our beliefs. Yeah. Now, when we do anything where they don't share our beliefs, they kick the hell out of us.
Well,
and most of the time, they don't.
And Ray even heard Cycle say at the party that we all pretend to backside on. We all choose for our left Saturday night. Cycle said there's just no hidden group to that. He's up in New York now, you know. I mean, he's up there 5 days a week. His family's there. He thinks he doesn't think he'll. They have five guys in the training thing. He likes writing much better than.
He's just a better writer to get there.
But he also said there's no way to get through to that editorial board or to over.
Right.
There's just no way you're done. So people can write in whatever they want to write in or say whatever they want to say. They just are out of touch with
the whole point is, for example, in the Times of Detroit, where they when they, as Vermont Breaking, a great column, I mean, I read his column. Big read Vermont Breaking column in the summer, he did get David Price there. And he went over for the editorial reactions to the piece announcement. He said it was a terrible thing. To him, very shocking. Those that were shouting the loudest for peace, or cheered the least, got it.
Oh, sure.
And he said the New York Times, for example, managed to write a whole editorial and they praised Kissinger, but not one word about Nixon. That's the Jewish thing, of course.
Well, Kissinger tends a little bit to take too much credit himself.
I don't think he means to, but basically rose. Most of our Jewish friends, and Garland is a notable exception. But let's take Burns, let's take Sapphire. They are all basically people who have a sense of inferiority somewhere and have got to compensate by being a mass is the same way.
I don't know
what you except Len's are.
Len's the only one that I know.
But Len's an unusual person.
He is a very unusual person.
But Harry's problem is that subconsciously he just likes to puff off and say that. Now, he knows damn well how this happened.
Oh, sure.
As a matter of fact, you're probably unaware of this, but, you know, a famous bombing decision where some of them tried to write the effect that Henry wanted to go ahead and negotiate. I would bless him. And said, no, we've done a bomb. Exactly the opposite of the game. We sent him over in that last round of negotiations. And it was to be 2 days. After 4 days, he sent us the obviously was extremely, you know, he has some emotional tenders. And he sent wires. There was a Camp David at the time working on the reorientation. And Haig was with us. 4 days. He wanted to break off negotiations for me to go on national television and announce that we're breaking off negotiations and not start bombing the North again. Well, I decided against it. I said, we've got to make an effort because this is negotiated settlement. I forced him. He wired every day. Each day, I forced him to say the 5th day, the 6th day, the 7th day, the 8th day, the 9th day. And it was 10 days in each day, but each day he would say, we've got to break off, the president's got to go and meet. So I said, I finally convinced him on that. I said, it'd be out of my mind to go on TV. And I said, if I go on TV and announce that the negotiations have all failed, I said, we have created the impression that peace is at hand, you know, which of course is a great statement to me. But anyway, I said, you realize that then the enemy can never come back to that table. Never. And I said, if I announce the bombing, the Congress will all come in and take my head off. I said, we just got to do it and get away with it. So we did it. The point was, he was the one that was recommending the bombing, not me. Not that I didn't have any doubt about doing it. And then the impression, therefore, that got out in the press, the Times and Reader and some of the rest, well, here it was, Henry was trying his best to get an agreement.
But see, Henry being shoes aren't the only ones, but it if it doesn't seem to be able to help it. I mean, you can't, you just...
They're looking after themselves.
There's just no way that
Right. We were thinking of going to Camp David this afternoon. Would you like to go? Or are you not interested? You've got to go out for a party because you got your hair done.
Well, I'm supposed to go to a dinner, but if you need work done, I'll find you, okay?
Okay. No, Pat's laid up.
Well, I could get out of this and take my Pam, so through the way of doctors, we finally found her. And
how was Elvis?
She sounded fine. She's really straightened up. No, I don't think she drinks at all. Because she looked awfully good at your reception.
I was so sorry to see about Danny Brewster. You know, you feel sorry for anybody who gets in trouble. But I remember him being so nice when he called him. Mary Hill was going to play the horse.
Well, she stays in Ireland all the time, I think.
She should never marry him, for God's sakes. Thank God Will's dead. But here's Danny Brewster, United States Senator, took a bribe on Rose. I'll lay you money that half that Senate will be bribed.
Well, what he said today on the news, I heard Brewster, I'm trying to fight his hand, but he said that, you know, why did they pick on him to do it? Because the same company, Spiegel, I think it was, had given money to almost every senator up there at that time. You know, it's I don't know it at all, but so she's in my hands.
I want you to call Mrs. Dennis and tell her that the president asked me yesterday if I'm probably not seeing the senator. The doctor had advised that he was in this period when the chance of infection was there, and he decided not to do it. He just wanted to be sure that Mrs. Dennis knew that the senator knew that the president would come out any time.
Well, you can't
make blacks, they didn't shoot balls.
No, they're not.